Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Erevin Daf Ches. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. Today's shiur begins 11 lines from the bottom of Daf Ches. You will notice a bow tie marking, and the note to the side indicates that this we've written on the side, Simun ze mekasher gemara zu im movui okum le'el vovo mitbeis. The purpose of this bow tie is to create a connection between that which we are about to learn here and the bow tie featuring the Movui Okum on Daf Vov Amud Beis. So our Gemara, as you guessed, deals with the case of the Movui that is open to a Rishus Rabim, and then there's a bend in it, and it opens again to a Rishus Rabim. And you can see an illustration of this on page 14, picture 82 at the bottom corner of the page. The Gemara. Hahu Movui Okum, the Havid Besura. There was a Movui Okum, this bent Movui in the city of Sura. Koruch Budya, they rolled up a mat. Osivu Be Ba'ak Mu Mise. And they placed it in the bend. The idea here is to create a type of tikkun, type of lechi for this mavui. If we look at the Rashi, v'osivu bei bak mumise b'nei rosho achir osu lechi lepischon v'hamachzelis la'ak mumiso. The inhabitants of one of the mavuis, they placed a lechi at their opening, at their Movui opening, and a rolled up mat at the bend. Ubnei Roshu Achir lo asu lepischon lechi, and the other Movui dwellers didn't set up anything. We continue in the Gemara. Omer Rav Chisda, ha de lo kirav lo kishmuel. What we just described is not like Rav nor like Shmuel. And we are going to be referring to points that we learned back on Daf Vav, and that's why we tried to create a connection to that Gemara. The Gemara says it's not, this treatment in Surah is not like Rav, LaRav. It's not like Rav, the Omar, Toirosu Kemufulash. Rav says that a Movui Okum has the din of a through alleyway. Mufulash, open at both ends. Tsuras HaPesach, boy, when you're dealing with a Movui HaMufulash, you need to have a Tsuras HaPesach, a formal door frame appearance, which are two upright poles and a crossbar. Shmuel, the Omar, Toirosu Kesasum. According to Shmuel, who says that a Movui Mefulash has the din of a closed alleyway, namely as if it were open only on one side and closed on three, Hani Mili Lechi Ma'alya. That is if you set up a proper lechi, a proper pole. Rashi has cites here two pshatim based on two pshatim that Rashi featured on Vav Omen Aleph. So if we look in Rashi here, Hani Mili Lechim Alya, what is that? Kishiyesh Lechoyayim Mishnei Roshin, where there are proper lechis at both entrances to the Rishus Rabbim, Ulaloshin Mori Tzorch Ak Mimuso Lechi Levad Meosin Shebishnei Roshiv. According to the other pshat that Rashi quoted there, in addition to the two lechis at the Rishus HaRabim entrance point, the bend, the akmimus, also requires a proper pole. However, in this surah story, Avol, the Gemara goes on, Avol hai, kivon de noshiv bei zika. Here, once the noshiv is blows, and the zika is the wind blows, the shodi lay, lo klumhu, the wind will blow and cast away the mat, it's not worth anything. However, vinoitz bei sichsa, if you nail into it a peg, the chibrei, and thereby attach it, so that is considered an attachment, and then the rolled up mat would function as a proper lechi. Gufo, Omar Rav Yirmiyo Bar Abba Omar Rav. Here is a quote from Daf Zayin Omid Beis. You can see we have a star to the immediate left hand side of the Gemara text. This can be aligned with the star back on Zayin Omid Beis, and you'll see where this is coming from. So Rav Yirmiyah quoted Rav, Movui Shinifrats Bimlo Lechotzer, Venifutso Chotzer Kenegdo. We spent a lot of time describing this in our previous shiur. For those who might not have heard our previous shiur, so just make reference to diagram 68, which it has a rachba, a yard there. Instead of that, just imagine a chotzer. So you have a movui that opens into a rachbo, into a chotzer, and which eventually opens into a rishus harabim. Chotzer muteras umovui osur. This was the ruling we saw back on Dav Zayin Amid Beis, where Rav says the chotzer is allowed, meaning you can carry in the chotzer, however you cannot carry in the movui. In order to keep track of the back and forth nature of this Gemara, we have a marking a volcano shape, a trapezoid, with the narrow part up, so it represents a question. With the narrow part facing downwards, it represents a response. So, Omar lay Rabo bar Ulo le Rav Bevai bar Abaye. Rabo addressed Rav Bevai and says, Rebbe, lo mishno senu hizu. What do I need Rav for? Is his teaching not, in fact, what you find in a Mishnah? Mishnah being an earlier source, I don't, making Rav then superfluous or redundant. We have it in a Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? And before we learn the Mishnah, we glance at an appropriate diagram. This is the diagram involving the Chotzer Ketana and the Chotzer Gedola, which is the diagram 69. Chotzer Ketana Shnifritzo LeGedoyla, a small courtyard that opens into a large courtyard. Gedoyla Muteras Ketana Surah. The large one is Muter. It's not considered as if it has a breach in it. It's considered an enclosed courtyard. The Ketana, though, is which opens completely into the Chotzer Gedola, is forbidden to carry in that Ketana. Neshi'ika Pischo Shel Gedola. The reason that the Gedola is allowed is because the entranceway formed by the small courtyard opening into the large one, it creates a type of doorway, an entranceway, and an entranceway does not interfere with an enclosure. The Gemara, in Rabbah is really expecting of us to superimpose this image of the Chotzer Ketana and the Chotzer Gedola to a Movui, which would be represented by the Chotzer Ketana, opening into a Chotzer, represented by the Chotzer Gedola. So you have a narrow area opening completely into a wider area. And as we see in this Mishnah, the narrow area is forbidden. That would explain the Movui being Osir. The Chotzer is allowed, just like Rav said, in his case, the Chotzer is Mutter. So what do I need Rav's teaching for? Omar Lei, Rav Bevai answers, E mehosam, had I had just the Mishnah, have amino hani mili, I would have thought that the Gedola is allowed, Hecha de lo kodarsi bo rabim. That's where it is not the an area of public walking. Avol Hecha de kodarsi bo rabim. But the case featured by Rav was an alleyway that opened to public thoroughfares. So, Emo, I would have thought, Afilu Chotzer Nami, even the Chotzer in Rav's din is prohibited because you have public, the public is spilling into the chutzner, so to speak. And in general, as we've seen this point in learning Erevin, that where you have public domain, public walking rights over an area, that creates a prohibition. So I would have thought, had I just had the Mishnah, which featured picture 69, you don't have an illustration there of the public occupying the Chatzer Gedola. But in picture 68, the Mavui opens into an area, into a courtyard, which has access to the Rishus HaRabim, to the public, and making the Chatzer there more problematic. So, therefore, I need Rav. Let's read that line again in the middle. But the case, like in Rav's example, where the public walks over it, I would have thought the chotzer is prohibited. Therefore, Rav tells me a chiddush I would not have known from the Mishnah of chotzer ktana shenifetz ol gedola. Question. The ha'nami tanina. But this idea of Hechot Kodarsi Barabim, they don't create an Isser. We also know from another Tanaic source. And to appreciate this, we take advantage of diagram 83. You can see this on page 14 at the bottom. We have a source, Chotzer Sharabim, Nichnosin Law Bezu, Vyoitzin Law Bezu, a Chotzer like that, like you see illustrated, that has openings to it, and you can go from one Rishus HaRabim through the Chotzer and find and end up at another Rishus HaRabim. That type of Chotzer is a Rishus HaRabim, Letumah Rishus HaYochid LeShabbos. We've dashed underline Rishus HaYochid LeShabbos because that's really the main point of interest for us. Rishus HaRabim Letumah means that if there's a suffix, there's a doubt concerning Tumah in this chotzer, so the rule will be chotzer sofek tuma sofek tuma b'shus harabim l'kula. And the reason for that is, and really it's off the topic for us, but the laws of sofek tuma are determined by the parsha of Sota. Sota is the woman suspected of immorality. She would practice her immorality only in a very private area. This kind of chotzer doesn't represent an area of privacy. Therefore, as far as Sota is concerned, or as far as Sofek Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim, it takes on the public domain characteristic. However, and as I said, that is a side point. It's not relevant for our discussion right now, but the chotzer vis-a-vis carrying around in it on Shabbos, it's considered a private domain. Even though Darsi Barabim, the public, can walk through it. So once again, what do I need Rav's teaching for? The Gemara answers, notice the inverted volcano. Had I had just the Mishnah of Chotzer Sharabim Nechnasin, I would have thought that is only where the entranceways are not directly opposite one another. However, we continue at the top of Omid Beis, Avol Zeh Keneged Zeh Emolo. But in a case where the entrance ways are directly aligned, I would have thought that the chotzer, like in Rav's case, the chotzer would be prohibited by virtue of the fact that it's such that there's such easy easement through the chotzer from one Rishus HaRabim to another. Therefore, I need Rav to tell me that in that case, the chotzer is mutter. The Gemara asks, "Ula Rabo the Amar Zeh Keneged Zeh Oser." According to Rabo, though, that says if the entranceways are aligned, the chotzer is oser. If we look in Rashi, second line from the top, "Ula Rabo the Amar Liel." Rabo had said earlier, Zeh keneged zeh have a mavui mefulash, the oser. So when you have something that's aligned, so it becomes a mavui mefulash, and the chotzer then would then the case of the chotzer that the public can cross through, if the entrances are aligned, it is in fact usher ha de rav the mai mokim law. What about Rav's din? How are you going to set it up? Bozeh shelo keneged zeh. You'll have to set it up like that, because Rav is talking about the chotzer being mutter. So let's go over this point again. Rabo said if it's zeh keneged zeh, it creates a prohibition. If the entranceways are aligned, so the public will cut through very easily, that creates prohibition. Rav, in his din, spoke about a chotzer as being mutter. So you're going to have to say that Rav is talking about a case of zeh shelo keneged zeh. Rashi continues on the fourth line from the top. V'al korcho keneged dekoma Rav. When Rav spoke about, in his din, he said, he used the word keneged. If you look back at the bottom of Omen Aleph, several lines up from the bottom, he said, v'nifritzo chotzer kenegdo. Now, it can't be literally where the chotzer opens to a reshus rabim, literally opposite the movui which itself had opened to a reshus rabim. So Rashi says that keneged of Rav is lav dafka, though kim no time the Rav. We set up Rav's problem with the movui b'shilo yirvu al yirvu afilu movui mutter. The movui will be mutter. How can the movui be mutter according to Rabba? It has to be ze shelo keneged ze. So now let's think about this. Rav's din of the chotzer that opened to a movui, or the movui that opened to the chotzer, it's a case of the chotzer of being zeh shelo keneged zeh. The entrance ways to the Rishus HaRabim are not directly aligned. The Mishnah at the bottom of Omid Aleph, second line from the bottom, chotzer shrabim nichnos lo bezu v'yosh lo bezu, how did we explain that? That is also a case of zeh shelo keneged zeh. So now I have two sources of law, one the Mishnah and one Rav's din, saying the same thing. So the Gemara asks, according to Rabba, what do I need the two cases for? So now let's see the Gemara. We're going to start from the top line again. Ula Rabba di Omar zeh keneged zeh oser ha de Rav v'mai mokim law. Rav's din, how are we going to set it up? Bazeh shelo keneged zeh. You're going to have to say that it's talking about a case where the entranceways were not aligned. That means the entranceway between the chotzer and the movui. The entranceway from the chotzer leading to the Rishus HaRabim was not directly opposite the movui. And again, use the pictures. You can see which is not really illustrated in 68, it's not directly aligned according to Rav in order for it to be mutter as Rabba sees things. Well then, Tarti Lomali, what do I need to have two cases for? Once again, I had the Mishnah, second line from the bottom of Omid Aleph, and I have Rav's din saying the same thing. The Gemara answers, "E mehosam, had I had just the Mishnah of Chotzer Sharabim, that was the Mishnah at the bottom of Chesom and Aleph, Chotzer Sharabim Nichnosin Law, had I had just that source, Havaminani Mili Lizro, I would have thought that it's considered, the Chotzer is considered a private domain regarding Shabbos, only stringently, meaning that if you were to stand in a Rishus HaRabim in a public domain and throw something into that chotzer, you would be chayav for the iser of hachnosav, going from a throwing something, transferring something from a public to a private domain. But to carry in that chotzer that was featured in the Mishnah, I would have thought that is not allowed, that Mishnah has no intention of calling it a Rishus HaYochid for allowing carrying. Komash Molon, that's what Rav comes to tell me, that it is mutter. That it's mutter, it's considered a Rishus HaYochid completely, even to carry within it. But once again, according to Rabba, we're talking about a case where Zeh Shelo Keneged Zeh. Before we continue in the Gemara, Let us take advantage of diagram number 85. You'll find it on page 15. The diagram was preceded by what you can see in our Gemara. The Tosfos has such a diagram. This is a Movui Ha'osui Kinadol. A Nadol is a centipede. So if you have a good imagination, you have the central alley, the central alleyway is the body of the centipede, and the small alley access alleyways to either side are the feet of the centipede. Hence the term Movui Osui Kinadol. On the side, under our Nosei, our topic heading, so we have a Nosei and Mivneh comment featuring the diamond, which you will see in the Gemara. Deos, opinions, b'mawa tikun l'movui osi kenado. What kind of tikun can be done for such a movui? We must point out ahead of time that in our Pirush Chai, there is a note, Gimel, that indicates something that's unclear, and that is the main movui in this movui osi kenado. Is it open at both ends to a Rosh Hasharabim? In the picture that's illustrated, there's a wall at the back end of this particular alley. But when you learn Rashi, it seems to be unclear. One Rashi indicates that it's closed over there, another Rashi indicates that it's open. So that just is a point of reference. As you can see, there are these alleyways all open to Rishus Harabim's. How do we deal with this? So now, the Gemara. Itmar. Movuya osi kinadol. Omer Abaye. Oisitsur sa pesach legodol. You will make a tsur sa pesach, which is the door frame appearance, two upright poles and a crossbar. You'll place that at, well, according to Rashi, it would mean at one of its entrances. V'hanoch kulu mishteru v'lechi v'kora. The other entranceways, the other alleys, that is, will become allowed with a lechi or a kora at the point that they enter the Rishus Harabim. And in the picture you can see these illustrated. Omar Le Rava. Rava asks, Keman, your approach that doesn't indicate any need for a tikkun, for any innovation at the point of the bend. Now, when we speak about the akmimus over here, you have to imagine that when you go from the movui katan into the movui gadol, it is reminiscent of the movui okum. For example, you can just overlay what you see in picture 82, which is a movui okum, to movement from a movui katan into the movui gadol. It's the same idea of making a turn, a right turn, a right angle, a sharp turn into another movui. So, as far as Abaye is concerned, and what picture 85 illustrates, nothing was done at that point, the point of connection between the movui katan and the movui gadol, which we call the akmimus. So, Rava asks Abaye, Keman, Kishmuel, are you basing yourself on Shmuel, who says that a Movui Okum is considered like a sealed Movui? And that, therefore, where the Movui bends, it's considered as if it's sealed over there, and therefore you don't need any Tikkun. So are you going like Shmuel Domar Toroso Kesosum, then Loma Leit Surah Sapesach? If your approach to this movui asur kenadol is like a movui sasum, so why is there any need? Why did you make any reference to a tsuras hapesach? A movui sasum doesn't need a tsuras hapesach. The Oid, and I have another question. You'll notice that this bow tie, once again, is used to tie back to the sugya that we saw with the Movui Okum in back on the Avovomid Beis. There was a Movui Okum in Nahardo, which was Shmuel's community, the Choshu law l'derav, and they took Rav's approach to a Movui Okum into consideration, and if you recall that Gemara, they placed upon it the stringencies of Rav and the stringencies of Shmuel. And by that, we are telling you certainly have to have some tikkun at the akmimus, at the bend. Elo Omar Rava. Therefore, Rava says, Oisetsuras apesach lukulu lahai gisa. You will have to make tsuras apesach at the bend of each one as they enter the Movui Gadol. The idoch gisa and the other ends, mishteru belechi vekora. The ends facing the Rishus HaRabim, you could have a Lechi or Korah there. There is a note that accompanies the Rashi, a note to the side, that offers an alternative explanation. But for our purposes, this will suffice. And the Hesber of Rabba, the approach of Rava that is what is illustrated in illustration 87, the bottom right-hand side of page 15. We continue in the Gemara with a triangle featured. On the side, we have a Nosei Mivneh heading, and these represent Deos. These are opinions. B'movui shitzido echod kotzer v'tzido echod oruch. Eifo manichim es hakira. So, before we actually learn the Gemara, we'll be looking at pictures on page 16 where you can see the Movui as it enters the Rishus HaRabim is uneven. One wall is shorter, the other wall longer. We open up this section of Gemara with five lines of names. We've indicated that with a long marking. We've called this Shemos. A lot of names in the next few lines. Omar Rav Kahana Bar Tachlifo Mishmei de Rav Kahana Bar Menyumi Mishmei de Rav Kahana Bar Malchio Mishmei de Rav Kahana Rabbei de Rav. The Amri Law, another version is Rav Kahana Bar Malchio Hainu Rav Kahana Rabbei de Rav. For our purposes, a Rav Kahana is quoting another Rav Kahana. And what is the halacha? Movui Shetzido Echot Oroch Vetzido Echot Kotzer. Picture 89. One wall of the Movui is longer than the other. So it depends. How do you deal with this in terms of the Lechi or the Korah? Pochos me'arba amos, meniach es hakorah ba'alachson. If the long wall extends less than four amos beyond the shorter wall, so then, as you can see in picture 89, you can put the crossbeam, the Korah, in a diagonal, like is illustrated. However, Arba Amos, picture 90 illustrates this situation. If the long wall extends four Amos beyond the shorter wall, Eino Meniach Es HaKorah Ela Keneged HaKotzer, then you lay the Korah across the entrance of the Movui, over the In a straight fashion attached to the shorter wall. In other words, part of the Movui, the longer wall, will be jutting out beyond the Movui part that is allowed by the Korah. Continuing with another opinion, Rava Omar, Echod Zeh, the Echod Zeh, Eino Meniach Es HaKorah Lo Keneged HaKotzer. In all cases, even if the Movui protrudes less than four amos beyond the short wall, you are restricted. You must place the Korah across the short wall. V'emotaymodidi, I will state my reason and I will state their reason. I will explain. On the side of the Gemara, we have entitled this section a tatnose, a subcategory, a subheading. Kora mishum heker, kora mishum lechitza. The kora, the role of the beam, is it a means of recognition, or does it serve in your mind's eye as a wall? These different explanations will have bearing on what we see shortly. We continue. The Emo Taimo Didi. Rava says, I will explain my point of view. Kuro Taimo Mai. What's the reason for having a crossbeam? Mishum Heker. It's to create recognition, the distinction between the alleyway and the Rishus HaRabim. So people will know that this is, that one is though he's allowed to carry in an alleyway, he's not allowed to carry in a Rishus HaRabim. If something is positioned in a diagonal, it doesn't create the recognition. Rashi explains toward the end of the narrow lines, imagine you have this the korah in a diagonal, so that people would continue carrying within the Movui alongside the longer wall. People in the Rishus HaRabim will see that happening, and they will conclude that it's Mutu Lishtam Rishus HaRabim Lufi Shein Oysa Oidev Doima Shei Mina Movui. The part that is protruding outwards isn't really surrounded, so people they won't get the point. They'll think you can carry in a Rishus HaRabim as well. So that is the reason that you can't place the Korah at a diagonal, according to Rava. We continue in the Gemara, the Emo Taimoti 2, and I will explain the opinion that says you can, provided the protruding wall, the longer wall, is within 4 Amos. You can place it at a diagonal. Kurushumai, the Korah's role, its purpose is Mishum Mechitza. It serves as a wall. In your mind's eye, the Korah descends, forming a wall. Ubalach Tsunami Havi Mechitza. Walls are built on diagonal, so it can serve as a Mechitza. Omar Rav Kahana. Before we continue in the Gemara, we will eventually be taking advantage of picture or diagram 92. Omar of Kana, Hoyl Ushmaitz Dekani, since we're in a sugya that featured Kahana, we saw above a lot of names, a lot of people with the same name, Kana, and I am Kahana as well. Ema Ba Milsa, I will say something too on this topic. Ha di amres mniach akura balachson, that which was said by the Kahana opinion that we saw above, which our first triangle was Rav Kahana bar Tachlifa introduced the Kahana string of names, that which they said you can place the korah at on a diagonal, lo amoron elo shein balachson yosu me'eser. That's provided that the diagonal itself measures no more than 10 amos. Aval yesh balachson yosu me'eser, if the diagonal formed is more than 10 amos, divrei hakol eino meniach elo keneged hakotzer, then everyone will agree that you must place the korah across the mavui, across from the shorter. Shorter wall. And as we see, that's what's illustrated in picture 92. The Rashi, second line under the Gemara text, Aval yesh v'alson yosu me'eser, nimtza pischoi rochav me'eser, if the angle or the diagonal is more than 10 amos, then it turns out that the entranceway is more than 10, sharei kol Tachas Akora Ave Pesach, that the whole area under the cross beam is called the Pesach, and Movui Pesach, as we learned in the first Mishnah, cannot be more than 10 Amos. We continue in the Gemara, Ibaya Laho. And we should actually just glance at the side for our topic heading. The Nosei, Mahu Lishtamish Tachas Kora Shel Mavoi. Is one allowed to carry underneath the Kora over a Mavoi? This is a topic that we have touched upon in the past. The Gemara will point out that this is a Machloikes Amoroyim. In a couple of lines from now, you will see a house shape, and on the Mivneh, under the Mivneh heading, the house shape highlights the word Komiflegi, Hesberim L'machloikis Dileel. The Gemara will try to explain the different opinions of the Amoroyim that we just referenced. So, the Gemara's question is, what about carrying underneath the Korah of all Mavuis? We're not here, we're not focusing on the Mavui with the diagonal Korah, though. It's rather a general question. Rav, Reb Chiya, Reb Yochanan, three Rabbonim, Amru, Mutu L'shtamish Tachzikor, they say one is allowed to carry underneath the Korah, and you're not limited to just within the Mavui per se, but even under the beam itself. And the other, another three Rabbonim disagree, Shmuel, Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe, Reb Shimon Ben Lokish, Amru, Osir L'shtamish Tachas HaKorah. Lema B'hal Kamiflegi. Can we say, or should we say, that the following is the point of Machlokes? Demor Savar, the ones that allow, they hold Korah Mishum Heker, that the role of the Korah is to create recognition. Umar Savar, Korah Mishum Mechitza. And the ones that prohibit say that the Korah is a wall. Now, if you say that the Korah is a wall, we will assume that what we're saying is that the inner edge of that beam, the inner edge, the edge facing the Mavui, inner facing inwards to the Mavui, in your mind's eye descends, thereby blocking off the Mavui from that point. So it's the inner edge of the beam, so you can't go to a point under the beam itself. The Gemara says, Loi, that is not the point of the Machloikis. The Kuli Almo Kuri Mishum Heker, everyone will agree that the role of the Korah is to provide recognition. The Achabal Kamiflegi, and the point of controversy here about being allowed to carry underneath the Korah is the following. The Morsov are the restrictive ones, Hekera Milagav. The Heker is for those that are inside the Mavui. So you have to notice, if it's designed to arouse the recognition of those inside the Mavui. So if they're under the Korah, they won't notice it. And more so far, the ones that allow Hekero Milabar. The Heker is for the B'nai Rosh Hasharabim. They have to notice it, so they'll notice it. Therefore, the people inside the Mavui are not restricted and can carry under the Korah itself. The role of the Korah is to serve as a recognition for those outside the Rosh Hasharabim, outside the Mavui, the members of the Rosh Hasharabim. V'boy esemo de kule almo mishum mechitza. Another approach is that everyone will agree that the Korah functions as a wall. The point of Machlokes is as follows. Those that are restrictive hold that the inner edge of the Korah descends, and those that say you can carry underneath the Korah, that's because they are of the opinion that the outer edge is that which descends. Illustrations that accompany this Gemara are found back in illustration number 24, which is back on page 4. Illustrates a Korah over a Mavui entranceway, and as far as the edges are concerned, so you have to be able to imagine the inner edge and the outer edge descending. We continue in the Gemara, Omar Rav Chisda, and before we go further in the Gemara, we have a Noseya topic heading. Shimush, the use, meaning the allowance or the permission to carry, or prohibition, Bain Lechoyayim, that means opposite an upright pole. Up till now we've made reference to Korahs. What about upright poles? The area when you place a pole at the entrance to the Mavui, can you carry opposite that pole within the Mavui? Second point, tiltul b'movui shehakura eino mamish al gabala meshucha mimena. What about carrying around in a movui where the crossbeam isn't exactly over, on top of the walls, the edge of the walls of the movui, but rather the crossbeam is protruding a bit beyond the movui over the Rishus Rabim and supported by pegs? We will have illustrations for these as well. The Gemara continues, Omar Rav Chisda, HaKol Moidim, Bebein L'Choyayim She'osir. That draws our attention to illustration 93. In 93 you see a Lechi, and the dotted line on the floor of the Aleph is the area that we are talking about. It's the area opposite the Lechi. What about carrying over there? So Rav Chisda tells us that everyone agrees carrying there will be prohibited. We continue. Bomine Rami Bar Chamo Mei Rav Chisda. Rami asks a question that would be illustrated in 94. Noatz Shtei Yesedus B'Shnei Kosle Mavui Mibachutz. A person nailed in two pegs to the two walls of the Mavui from the outside, from over the Rishus HaRabim. V'niach kura gabein mahu. And he placed a korah over or on top of those pegs, as is illustrated. What is the din? So we will see a machlokes, and we've highlighted this machlokes using a double underline. Rav Chisda answers, Omar Lei, Ledivrei Hamatir Osir, Ledivrei Ha'oiser Mutter. Sounds a little bit like a riddle. We'll go back over this in a minute. However, Rava disagrees and he says, Ledivrei Ha'oiser Nami Osir. Rava says, even he who asers will aser over here. Now let's try to unravel this riddle. Rav Chisda says, Ledivrei Hamatir, he who previously allowed carrying underneath the korah will forbid over here. That's usur means will forbid in this case. Now you'll ask, why is that? Well, if in the previous opinion or in the previous case of the korah directly over the entranceway, and if you allow carrying under the korah, that's because we saw the last svara was, that's because the outer edge descends. In this case, where you have the korah protruding beyond the mavui and the outer edge descending, well, the outer edge is descending in some place over Rishus HaRabim. It's not closing up the Mavui. At that point, you're not in a Mavui anymore. Therefore, you won't be allowed to carry under the Korah. However, L'divrei Ha'oiser Mutter, according to the opinion before, when the Korah was directly over the Mavui, you were not allowed to carry under the Korah. And why was that? Because the Chudo HaPnimi, it was the inner edge that descends. In this case, in diagram number 94, when the inner edge of that Korah descends, it's attached. That descent creates a wall that's attached to the Mavui proper. And therefore, it's okay. let us take a look at the Rashi. Second line from the bottom. The Divrei HaMatir. L'shtamish tachas hakara. Almo chitzon yorei v'sosem. In the previous case, where the outer edge of the where he says you can carry under the crossbeam, that's because the outer edge descended. It descends and closes up the movui. Oser, in this case, kol hamovui hazeh, you won't be allowed to carry in this movui whatsoever, in the entire movui, extended crossbeam will be ineffective for the whole movui. Ad shiaviu korah cheras, until you bring another korah. Dien hastimo mechuberes leksolim, because when the outer edge in picture 94 descends, the outer edge, the which serves as the stima, the closure, the wall, it's not attached to the movui. It's not mechuberes leksolim to the walls of the movui. V'yesh avir beinayim, there's a gap between them. They love it. And here, since we're not dealing with an actual wall, even though it might be within three tfachim, it's not going to be effective to matir the movui. However, as Rav Chista said, but according to the opinion that said in the previous case, you cannot use the area under the korah, that's because the chudo apnimi is so same. Here, when the chudo apnimi is so same, you have a stima, a closure, attached to the movui wall itself, the movui entrance itself, and therefore the movui will be mutter to carry in. Rava disagrees. Rava says, "Ledivrio oser nami oser." He who asered before carrying under the korah will aser this movui as well. Why? Bo'inon korah gabi movui v'leko. Because the basic rule of korah demands that the korah be above the movui and not protruding beyond it. So, as far as Rava is concerned, this is just a totally ineffective korah. Let's just say that again. According to Rava, it's a totally ineffective korah, regardless of the chudo yorei v'sosem, because it doesn't. It's not korah that's not over the entrance of the movui; it's protruding. The Gemara presents a question, and you'll notice that we have a long question marking. This will take us down a number of lines down Tes Omer Aleph. Eisvei Rav Ada bar Matono l'Rava. Rav Ada raises an objection from a Tanaic source. Oisa kirosoi meshucha o tluya. You have a korah, a beam that's meshucha. We'll see after the Tanaic source. If you skip to the end of the frame, the Gemara says my lav meshucha equals mi bachutz. So this is going to be the basis of the question. This the assumption that the korah that's meshucha is a korah that's drawn, meshucha means drawn outwards, it's protruding from over the mavui, it's not literally over, but protruding outwards. So if you have a korah that's meshucha or tluya is a suspended korah, it's illustrated in picture 96. So now, pochos mishloisha ein tzorch lovi korah acheres. If you're within three tvachim, so you don't need to bring another korah, if it's a distance of more than three tvachim, you need to bring another korah. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer pochos midalid ein tzorch lovi korah cheres. Reb Shimon Gamliel has a different definition of lovud, and his definition of lovud means that which is considered attached, is as long as it's within four tvachim. However, dalid, if the gap is four tvachim, tzorch lovi korah cheres. We are deliberately not explaining this source in any detail because the Gemara will deal with the redefinition shortly. My lav, is it not so that meshucha equals mibachutz, that the term meshucha in this source is a reference to a korah that's drawn outwards, that it's suspended on pegs outside the mavui? Utluya is something suspended but within the walls of the Mavui, and we see that in the Meshucha as it's effective as long as it's within three tfachim of the Mavui proper. That would be, in other words, it would matir carrying in the Mavui even though it's Meshucha. That would be a challenge, a kasha on Rava. Rava will answer, Loi, idi v'idi mi bifnim. just take note of the fact that we have a, this is a an answer. We're calling this a long answer because it's a, it's one, it's actually a couple of approaches are presented here, but it's one, let's say, deflection of the question. So we're calling it a long answer. It says, Edi v'edi mi bifnim. Both the case of Meshucha and Teluya are within the boundaries of the Mavui itself. Meshucha equals Meruach Achas, picture 97, Utluya Mishte Ruchos, as we saw in 96. That being the case, so then we go back to the source and we say that if it's within three Tvachim according to the Tanakhama or four according to Shimon Leo, then it's fine as it is. If the gap is more than those amounts, then the Korah is ineffective and you need to bring a replacement one. You might ask, once I tell you Tluya, that Mishtei Ruchos, it's effective, or, in other words, you can have, let's put it this way. Why do I need to have Meshucha and Tluya? So the Gemara explains, Mahu detemo meruach achas amrino lovud mishtei ruchos lo amrino lovud. If I would have had just the case of Meshucha, I would have thought that one lovud you are and you're entitled to, but not to two. Komash malon, that's what I need the case of Tluya for, to tell me that we're allowed to apply the lovud idea in two directions. And that's what you see in happening in 96. Both from the left side and the right side, we have to draw in your mind's eye the korot to the edge. And that can be done if it's within the three tvachim, or four according to Shimon Leo. Rav Ashi Omar, Rav Ashi says that there aren't two cases, but it's one case, Meshucha v'hi tluya, v'hechi dami. We would take advantage of illustration 98, We can use the top illustration. These represent different opinions on how to explain the Gemara. Let us use the top illustration. You notice it's both Meshucha, it's drawn, it's shorter than the than the Mavui entranceway, and it's also suspended upwards. The Hechi Dami, how do you create Meshucha Vitluya? Kagon Shinoat Shte Yesedos Akumos Al Shnei Kosle Mavui. You nailed in two bent pegs, or akumos can mean at an angle, like the top illustration, or if you use the other illustrations, you'll see they're bent pegs, on a bent or angular peg at one to each wall, then, so you have on two walls. She'ein begovon shlosha veinbach mimuson shlosha. The height is less than three, and the curve or the diagonal is less than three. What is the chiddush of this? Mahu detema, I would have thought without teaching this case, o lovud aminun o chovut aminun. Chovut is an expression that means lower. It's the through lowering I'm able to attach, so to speak. Lovud is, in this case, would be a cross motion, attaching something through moving across. Chavud would be attaching something by lowering. These are all in the realm of oral tradition, that such phenomenon exist. And we've learned this in the past, when the Gemara made reference to Mechitz and Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, references to these institutions were made. So had I not had this source, as Rav Ashi teaches, that the Korah, that's Meshucha Utluya, is effective, I would have thought that you're entitled to apply only one of these institutions, either Lovut or Chavut. Lovut v'Chavut lo aminan. But in illustration 98, we have to, in order for the Korah to be effective, assuming, of course, it's within three tvachim, we have to apply both phenomena. We have to say chavut to lower it down to be between the walls of the mavui, and also extend it laterally to attach to the walls of the mavui. So Komash Molun, this is what the source teaches me, according to Rav Ashi, that we are allowed to apply both phenomena in one instance, in one case. With that, we conclude our Shi'ur for today.